You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's community calendar. Your nonprofit community calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990, or email us at WCNO@WCNO.com.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If you believe that some days you have days that you win and some days that you lose, then you'll spend your whole life inconsistent in your walk with God. If you believe sometimes things go your way and sometimes they don't go your way, your relationship with Jesus will remain inconsistent. So who am I? But listen, if you believe that you've been born again and you've been saved and you've been changed and my nature has been changed, I've got a new nature, I'm not the same, then I can be confident, then I can be consistent, then I can be full of faith in my walk with Christ and I can identify with Christ. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that this morning? Now, how many of you know, most of us, we've been trained to believe that there's nothing good in me. We get raised that way, you know, there's nothing good in me. But Paul is writing to this guy in Philemon, chapter 1, verse 6. It's that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. We talked a little bit about the confession last week. And Paul's writing this guy. This guy is a slave. And he said, if you want your faith to become effective, if you want your faith to become energized, this is how you do it. You have to begin to acknowledge every good thing that is in you. Somebody say acknowledge. How? In Christ. What has Christ done for you? Don't acknowledge all the good stuff that you think you got. Acknowledge all the good things that are in you that Christ put in you. That is in Christ. Somebody shout in Christ. In other words, the good things that are in me are not in me because of Jason. The good things that are in me because of Jesus. Not because Jason is a good person some of the time, but because God is a good God all of the time. Amen? And he said that thing that causes your faith to be energized, that thing that causes your faith to be effective, is that you continually acknowledge what Christ has done in your life. Somebody say, I got to continue to do that. Now I want to read this in the ladies' version of the Bible. You know, the one that has a whole bunch of words, the Amplified. Verse 6. Is everybody all right? It's true. Women use about 10 words for every one word we use. That's the way God made us. Women are better communicators. It's the truth. I can solve a problem with two words. It'll take Kim five paragraphs sometimes. Come on, y'all know that. I'm preaching good right now. Let's read this in the Amplified. And I pray that the participation in and sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus and unto his glory. Paul said, I want you to have full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of what happened in you through Christ. Get a hold of it. Appreciate it. Understand it. Recognize it. Put it in action. Believe on it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody say full recognition. Here's what he's saying. He's saying by you acknowledging what happens and recognizing how, he's talking about with our identification in Christ, with Christ, that we're identifying with him. See, some of us, we get our identity from everything but Christ. We get our identity from our job. We get our identity from our social standing, our financial strength. Some people get their identity through their race. Like, I'm white. I'm black. As if you had anything to do with it. Come on, amen. Some people get it from their gender. I'm a man. I'm a woman. Duh. Now, we got people that base their identity on their nationality. I'm Mexican. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm American. I'm Canadian. Really? You look like a human being to me. This is the species of the human race, amen? And this is what Paul said. He said, your faith is never going to be energized by getting your identity from any of those places. You'll never have effective faith by believing that you are this or that you're that or you come from here, you come from there. He says our identification comes from the full recognition and the understanding and the precise knowledge of what Christ has done in our life. That's who we identify with. We identify with Christ. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You are in him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. And if you don't know you're in him, then you got some problems. Because you don't know who you are. Praise the Lord. If you don't understand, you get a full understanding of what happened in Christ on our behalf, then your identification is going to be all messed up. You're going to identify with different things every day of the week. You're going to become schizophrenic and paranoid and deal with all that stuff out there. Come on. And somebody's going to have to write you a prescription just so you can believe in who you think you are. Because you really think you are something or someone that you're not. And you've believed a lie and based your life on it. Don't know who they are. Is this okay? Can we talk about this? Is that all right? Everybody say identification. Say, well, what does identification mean? Here's what it means. To be made identical. Ooh, that's deep. That's real deep, isn't it? Identical. Just like something. I'm going to be just like something. Amen? It means to be made identical. One definition means to be linked to something as to give it its identity. So when I have an identification with Christ, watch this. That means I have been made identical. Here's the gospel message in a nutshell, if you really want to know what the gospel message is. God became identical to me. He became just like me so I could become identical to him and I could become just like him. Amen. God became fully man so that man could become fully like God, so that man could move from a place of sin, come on, hallelujah, into a place of victory.
Oh, praise him.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
lift up your heads, O ye gates, let the King of glory come in. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, let the King of glory come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, let the King of glory come in. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, let the King of glory come in. The altars we've built and the works we have done can never compare to the Savior's love. But hearts of the humble are temples of praise as we worship the Ancient of Days. As we worship the Ancient of Days.
Glory to the Lord.
Glory to the Lord. As we worship the Ancient of Days. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, let the King of glory come in. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, let the King of glory come in. Who can ascend to the hill of the Lord? People of clean hearts and hands, you who are righteous and seeking His face, come and worship the Ancient of Days. Come and worship the Ancient of Days.
Glory to the Lord.
Glory to
stand on an ancient site and an ancient place. But we want to say that you are the King of glory. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. And this is your place, Lord, even as the whole world is yours and all that is in it. The sea and the skies and the whole universe belong to you, Lord. And so we stand in this place and we say, we will open wide the ancient gates of this place, of this great cathedral, and let the King of glory come in. Bless your name.
The Lord reigneth on the mountaintop. The Lord reigneth. burst forth with blooming, and the wind seems to whisper, he's alive. In perfect harmony with the Creator.